Welcome back to Farm Talk. It's time again for our SBNB report. And for this, we bring in Scott Sinner. And Scott, it's been hot, but not as bad as recent, I guess. And how you been dealing with the smoke that's been out there? I know you've been out and about.
I have been out and about, you know. And to be honest, the smoke is kind of saving some of these soybeans out here. You know, when it hasn't been getting as hot, that's certainly saving some of this crop with our lack of moisture. So while it's a pain in the butt to be out breathing in the smoke, especially on the days like today when it's pretty thick and pretty smelly, but overall it's helping the overall temperature and keeping it at bay a little bit to help these soybeans move along.
Yeah. Well, Scott, what have you seen out there? You and I were talking a little bit before we got on the air today. The soybeans, they're cutting through. They're going to need some moisture in August. We're not sure where that's going to come from, but kind of at least on the eastern half of the state, what are you seeing?
You know, it's pretty incredible. When you think like what these soybeans have been through, it's really incredible that they're looking as good as they are. You know, from the frost early and the replants and the lack of moisture. I mean, I was actually out in New Salem, North Dakota, yesterday. And I mean, I'm looking at soybeans. They've had 3 inches of moisture the entire year and the soybeans are green. It just baffles you just how resilient that plant can be. But everybody knows, you know, in North Dakota, soybean yields are made in August. Right. And, you know, we up until now, we haven't used a whole lot of moisture with the soybean plant. And going forward on putting pods and, more importantly, filling those pods, we're going to need some moisture to get these things to the finish line. But if we keep getting, you know, these little 2/10 rains, 3/10 rains, we can limp along to the finish line and actually have a decent crop. So I think, you know, of all the crops out there, I think the farmers are most hopeful on their soybean crop.
Right. Well, talk about like your stage of the business right now. Obviously, you handle food grade soybeans. Are there some nervous buyers out there? Or are they keeping an eye on the North Dakota forecasts?
You know, there are. You know, obviously, when we're supplying these food manufacturers, you know, they're relying on us to get them the product so they can make their product and feed the consumers that are looking for it. You know, and so, for example, when you take natto soybeans, natto is the name of it's fermented soybeans, and it's a food that's eaten in Japan every day, kind of like we eat yogurt. Right. And, you know, 60% of the supply that feeds that market comes from our region. And so, you know, those buyers are exceptionally nervous. We get emails basically asking for pictures and asking for comments. And I mean, we'll get emails saying, hey, it looks like you got some rain last night. Like,
right.
They are absolutely watching this forecast and asking for a lot of documentation on how this crop is progressing.
You know, Scott, you mentioned that obviously soybeans are going to need some rain before it's done. Any insect or other issues when you've been talking to growers that have been a problem?
Yeah, you know, anytime it's dry like this, we're going to have grasshoppers. And grasshoppers are definitely moving their way through the area, you know, and so it's important for farmers to keep an eye on them. You can control them pretty easily if your timing is right, and you get out and you can even just ring the outside of your fields, and a lot of times that'll slow them down quite a bit and enough to not have to apply for the entire field. But the same thing, like, you know, I was out in New Salem and the grasshoppers are pretty fierce out there just because it's drier. And so guys are out spraying some insecticides for grasshoppers and even a few spider mites here and there. But we haven't seen many aphids, even in our Wisconsin area and Minnesota area. There hasn't been much for aphid pressure out there, and we haven't had a single farmer have to spray for them yet.
Interesting. Well, Scott, I'm curious, and I know we're waiting for the crop to wrap up this year. We're crossing our fingers that we get through everything that's going on, especially with the drought. But when does your attention start to turn for contracting for 2022?
You know, we typically will start, you know, having conversations with our buyers here August, September, October. We usually come out with contracts in November. Right now, you know, with the way things are, you know, both market-wise and demand-wise and potential production-wise, we're thinking we likely could see some buyers maybe coming to the table a little bit sooner to get some things wrapped up. And so we may be out a little sooner than normal this year. But we'll just kind of see how things kind of progress here. And we're expecting another great year of contracting coming up and look forward to working with the progressive farmers that are out there doing food grade soybeans.
Sure, absolutely. For folks that want to find out more about what you do on a daily basis, where should they go?
Hey, that's the easy part. Just give me a call, 701-347-4900, or you can check us out on the web at sb-b.com.
Again, that was Scott Sinner with this week's SB&B Report. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.